Well, amen and amen. Judging others, a bit of a challenging topic to peruse, but I believe that God, by His Spirit, not only wants to challenge us today, but to bring some fresh clarity where maybe perhaps there hasn't been a clear understanding about the application of this particular subject from the Word of God. Now, simply put, to judge means to form an opinion. How many of you here have an opinion about one thing or another? Anybody here have an opinion about one thing or another? I always try to maintain the mindset that says, you know, I really don't want to have an opinion about anything. I just want to know what God's Word says about that. Amen? I just want to say, God's Word says this about that. Amen? Let's say that together. God's Word says this about that. I don't want to have an opinion of my own anyway. But to judge simply means to form an opinion or to come to a conclusion about someone. How many of you here have come to some conclusions about certain people? Anybody here other than me have come to some conclusions? And you're convinced about that conclusion, even when you're digging in your heels about it. Lord, have mercy on us at times. Amen. As professed born-again believers, it's not something to be taken lightly or to handle carelessly, since God Himself is a perfectly righteous judge. Amen?
Amen.
And He is the God that we serve. Amen?
Amen?
He is the God that we represent as ambassadors for Christ. Amen? And He is a perfectly righteous judge. And God, by His Spirit, is encouraging us afresh today that the Lord God Almighty expects us who call ourselves by Jesus' name to judge others properly. To judge others properly. In His infinite wisdom, God searches the hearts of all men. Make no mistake about it. He perfectly understands our intentions. And He calls us to follow His lead in judging others rightly. Amen?
Amen?
Judging others rightly. Let's say that together. Judging others rightly. We're not passing final judgment on people. Amen? How many of you here with me have ever been in that place? In your interaction with someone that you've had an encounter with. And you've passed final judgment on them. Lord, smash them now. Anybody here ever been in that place with me? You see what they've done. I forgive them, but smash them now. I'm glad I'm not alone in that fallen sentiment. But God is looking for us to judge others rightly. He is a judge. He is a judge who looks at the shortcomings within the human heart and calls us to repentance. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
Aren't you glad for that? God is a just God. He is a merciful God. He is a compassionate judge. He is slow to get angry. How many of you here have issues with slowness to anger? Anybody here have issues? Anybody here get impatient with things other than me? Anybody here get angry with people at times? Especially when you're driving down the road with all of the maniacs that are out there driving. And here you are driving and your perfect driving skills. Nobody else knows how to drive but me. I digress. But make no mistake about it, God is a just and merciful and compassionate judge who is slow to get angry. He does get angry at times. His patience does come to an end at times, but it's still in love. But He is absolutely slow to get angry. He's filled with unfailing love. Aren't you glad that God's love is unfailing towards you? And His intentions and His commands are for our good and for the good of others. Sometimes we lose sight of that second part of it. That His intentions are good for others too, not just for you and me. Amen? God, by His Spirit, is stirring us afresh today, I believe, that we too should take good care to be just, to be merciful, to be compassionate when judging others with their greater good in mind. Amen?
Amen.
Spirit of God, come and help us with that.
Yes.
Help us to be just. Help us to be merciful. Help us to be compassionate in our judging of others. And help us to keep in mind their greater good for Your glory. Amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen to that prayer?
Amen.
Can you say, I receive that prayer, Lord? Can you say, help me with that, Lord? In judging others, we must take good care to check the motivation of our heart. Check the motivation of our heart in assessing another person's words or assessing their actions. And catch this now. Make sure that we're not allowing our own insecurities, not allowing our own pride, not allowing our own unresolved offenses to skew our assessment of others. Otherwise, we can run the risk of becoming judgmental, which is different from rightly judging. Amen?
Amen?
We can run the risk of becoming judgmental if we're not keeping our insecurities in check, if we're not keeping our pride in check, if we have unresolved offenses. It can cause us to have a perception of that person that is distorted because of some personal bias. Amen? I believe that God by His Spirit is cautioning, God by His Spirit is cautioning each of us afresh today that insecurity and pride and unresolved offenses can be at the root of destructive criticism. How many of you here have ever criticized someone? Anybody here other than me? You gotta be kidding me. Sometimes we find ourselves in that place of destructive criticism. How many of you here know there can be constructive criticism? Amen? I think a lot of that depends on the heart and the tone with which we're bringing it forth. Amen?
Amen?
Depends on how free we are of our own insecurities. It depends on how free we are of pride. It depends on how free we are of unresolved offenses. But these things can be the root of destructive criticism, belittling, gossip, and preconceived impressions in our judging of others. Holy Spirit, come. Do a freeing work in each of us today, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. And do a freeing work in each of us today. Right now in these moments, search our hearts to reveal and free us from every place of insecurity in us. To reveal and free us from every place of pride. To reveal and free us from every place of unresolved offense. So that we would judge others rightly for Your glory, Lord God Almighty. Can anyone say yes and amen to that prayer?
Amen.
Can anyone say, I receive that, Lord?
I receive that, Lord.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. God, by His Word and by His Spirit, exhorts us from John chapter 7, verse 24. This is Jesus speaking. And He says, do not judge merely by appearances, but judge correctly with right judgment. Amen?
Amen.
Now, interestingly, this was Jesus' response, catch this now, to those who were judging Him falsely for performing a miracle on the Sabbath. And they were accusing Him of breaking Mosaic law. And I thought it was interesting that even though He was being judged falsely, Jesus didn't say, don't you judge me. Don't you judge me. Has anybody ever said that to you? Don't you judge me. Well, Jesus wasn't saying to these people, don't judge me. Jesus is not saying don't judge. Catch this now. He's saying make sure to judge properly and accurately and appropriately. Catch this now, with alertness to the details of the context at hand. And that's how he countered those people that were judging him falsely. Amen?
Amen.
The Amplified transliteration reads like this: be honest in your judgment and do not decide at a superficial glance. That's easy to do, isn't it? But look beneath the surface to judge fairly and righteously. Amen?
Amen.
Make no mistake about it. As professed born-again devoted followers of Jesus Christ, we are called to judge others in accordance with the standard of God's Word in the Bible. Amen? And with the motivation of heart to build people up. With a loving biblical direction that is meant to quicken a response of repentance and recommitment that honors the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Which is not always the easiest thing to do, is it? I found it very difficult at times to approach people properly, to judge them rightly. It takes some effort, and it takes some commitment on our part to lovingly engage people, to find out as best we can, what's at the root of what you hear them saying or see them doing. And catch this now, as often as you can, that it's corroborated by two or more other people. If two or three other people are seeing the same thing that you see and hearing the same thing that you hear, then your judging is more solidly confirmed. Amen?
Amen.
Judging others in a way that is pleasing to God goes along with holding someone accountable to the standard of Scripture. Such that, catch this now, you have to come to know beyond any shadow of a reasonable doubt that they have transgressed God's standard. Amen?
Yes.
Approaching them courteously and without insult. Amen?
Amen.
Can anybody else say amen?
Amen.
And doing so in a manner that is not condemning, but rather desiring the greater good for that person. And doing so not for any self-serving secondary gain, and doing so free from any self-righteous resentment toward that person. Amen?
Amen.
Spirit of God, come and move upon our hearts. Free us from every place of self-righteous resentment towards any person in our lives, Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Free us from every place of self-serving secondary gain that we may have in dealing with other people, Lord God Almighty. Spirit of God, come and free us.
Thank you, Lord.
As devoted followers of Jesus Christ, God by His Word and by His Spirit is calling us to judge others rightly without being judgmental. Make no mistake about it. A judgmental spirit is a critical spirit. A judgmental spirit is a critical spirit. And that's in direct contradiction to what the Word of God teaches about encouraging people without disparaging them, without depreciating them, to get their lives on track with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
That's the bottom line goal. The Spirit of God is cautioning us afresh today that judging others improperly can lead to mischaracterizations. Has anyone ever felt that you've been mischaracterized by one person or another? And you say, oh man, you got to be kidding me. That's not really what I'm about. But judging others improperly can lead to mischaracterizations, bring about false accusations that defame and tear down people's reputation, causing needless strife and baseless shame. It's uncalled for. God, by His Word and by His Spirit, encourages us principally along these lines from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, the Apostle Paul speaking to believers in the Ephesian church then, and God by His Spirit speaking to us today. Let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, to build people up, and catch this now, as it fits the considerations at hand, that takes some discernment, according to the need of the moment, that takes some spiritual insight, amen, so that it may give grace to those who hear, amen. Sometimes the lead of God's Spirit is to say nothing and do nothing. Amen? How many of you here have been there saying what God hasn't authorized you to say? Anybody here other than me? And find yourself putting your foot in your mouth and wishing you could bring those words back in, but it's too late. Judging others with scriptural accountability comes with the intention of grace and truth. Grace and truth, let's say that together. Grace and truth to bring about repentance and restoration. Grace and truth for repentant restoration. Grace and truth for repentant restoration. Grace and truth for repentant restoration. Amen?
Amen.
The goal of judging others is to propagate right judgment that encourages confession of sin. Bring about repentant reconciliation and restoration to godliness. That's the goal in judging rightly. Amen?
Amen?
As uncomfortable as it is at times, judging rightly confronts explicit sin in another person's life. But it's out of love for that person and for the purpose of repentance and reconciliation, being reconciled to God and reconciled to others who have been affected by that sin. Amen? How many of you here recognize there are consequences for our sins? There's consequences upon our own lives. There's direct consequences. There's indirect consequences. There's collateral consequences. There's more consequences in the spirit that we may even realize. And so when we're judging rightly, the bottom line goal is that people would be reconciled to God and reconciled to others who have been affected by that sin. Amen? Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 to 2 encourages us principally to look out for one another as believers in this way. The Amplified transliteration reads like this: Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if any person is overtaken in misconduct or sin of any sort, then you who are spiritually responsive to and controlled by the Holy Spirit should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. Amen? We have a responsibility to one another before the Lord. Amen? Setting him right to restore him without any sense of superiority over him. Keeping an attentive eye on yourself. Being careful not to fall into the same temptation while at the same time bearing each other's burdens and troublesome faults. So that in this way, you will be in line with the heart of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you are challenged with some of the troublesome faults of others? Anybody here? Boy, there's some troublesome faults in the body of Christ. Not me, but other people.
Yeah.
But always remember this, that whenever you're quick to point the finger at someone, there are three fingers pointing back at you. And so before we seek to call out another person's sin, we must check the motives and intentions of our heart. We always need to look into the mirror first. We need to take the plank out of our own eye so that we can see more clearly the speck in someone else's eye. If we are not repentant and humble as we walk through holding someone else accountable, then the judgment of God will fall back on our heads. For He judges the intention of heart. It's just going to boomerang right back on us. Be encouraged and motivated afresh today that as we seek to judge others rightly, we should do so with a heart that is in alignment with 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 9. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 9. The Amplified transliteration reads it like this: "And God, by His Word and by His Spirit, is urging each of us afresh today. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, all of you strive to be like-minded, united in spirit, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, courteous and compassionate toward each other as members of one household." Amen? Humble in spirit. Never return evil for evil or insult for insult. How many of you here feel good when you return an insult for an insult? Anybody here have like a fleeting joy? Like when someone insults you and you insult them back. Yeah! But it's very fleeting, isn't it? Very fleeting. We have a commander in chief that's really good at that now. You hit me, I'm going to hit you back harder. Bless his heart. Maybe I'll send these verses to him. But Peter encouraging believers of his day, God by His Spirit, encouraging us today, do not return insult for insult. Avoid scolding, berating, and any kind of abuse. But on the contrary, give a blessing. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Amen. Pray for one another's well-being. Are you praying for one another's well-being? Monday through Saturday. Pray for one another's well-being. Pray for one another's contentment and protection. For you have been called for this very purpose, that you might inherit a blessing from God that brings well-being to you, that brings happiness to you, that brings protection to you. Amen? Amen. When we do what God says in the way that He says it, the blessing comes back to us. Amen? Amen. Is that a motivator for you? It is for me. In judging others rightly, maybe you would agree with me, a good rule of thumb is to believe that a person's intentions are good until proven otherwise. Trust but verify. Amen? Trust but verify. Let's say that together. Trust but verify. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15 encourages us principally along these lines, that since we are one body in Christ, since we are one body in Christ, we are to lovingly seek reconciliation with one another. Because what affects one person in the body affects the body as a whole, whether we think so or not. And since God has called you to be the holy people that He loves, you must purpose to clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And catch this now, making allowance for each other's faults and forgiving anyone who offends you. Now, that doesn't mean that we overlook people's explicit sin. It doesn't mean that we make a latitude for people's explicit sin, but we make allowance for each other's faults. How many of you here have quirks in your personality? Anybody here have personality quirks? Or you see quirks in other people's personalities and it tends to cause them to talk and act in a certain way. Not really sinful. It's not really sinful. It's just annoying. And it's just like aggravating sometimes. Anybody here get annoyed or aggravated by another brother or sister in Christ? And you're like, oh, Bless your heart. Well, that's what this is talking about. Make allowance for each other's faults. Come on, guys. Really? And if you take an offense, forgive the person that's offended you, remembering that the Lord forgave you. And so you must also forgive others. There's no option there. And above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and to always be thankful. Amen?
Amen.
God, by His Word and by His Spirit, encourages us further along these lines from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. Get rid of all bitterness. Do you have some residual bitterness in you today towards someone? God, by His Spirit, wants to come and take that from you if you would just release it to Him. Get rid of it. By the power of God's Spirit. Get rid of all bitterness. Get rid of all rage and anger and harsh words and slander, as well as all types of evil, sinful behavior. But instead, be kind to each other. Be tender-hearted, forgiving one another readily. Just as God the Father, through Christ, has forgiven you. Amen?
Amen.
Above all else, in our judging of others, we must remember what God the Father has done for us through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. He saw all of our insecurities. He saw all of our pride. He saw all of our arrogance and judgmental sneers and critical spirit. And rather than condemning us, which is what we deserved, He took our condemnation upon Himself and He consumed it and buried it so that we could be raised and restored to new life in Him. Amen?
Yes.
He lived the life that we're supposed to live. Amen?
Yes.
He died the death that we were supposed to die.
Amen.
He took the full wrath of God the Father upon Himself for our sins. Aren't you glad for that?
Thank you, Lord.
So that we could be free from judgment.
Thank you.
He rose from the grave so that we could be free from condemnation. Amen?
Amen.
For there is therefore now no condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus. He freed us from the sin of pride. He freed us from the fear of man. He freed us from judgmental attitudes and wayward speech. Still working on it. He took the verdict, cleared our record, and let us walk free as transformed people. Amen?
Amen.
Can anybody say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Does that help you in your approach, judging others rightly? Because I believe that when we remember that, when we think it through, in light of how God has dealt with our sin, then our judging others will not be condemning, but instead redeeming.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen? Bow your heads now and take a quiet moment of prayer reflection now as the Word of the Lord has come to you today.